Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainas Tav Yud Ches. We are starting right at the top of the Halacha Zayin. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amal should have an Aliyah. So previously, I've given a list of a number of things that we're going to be Masriya B'chol Makim, because even though it might have shown up only in one place, that could spell disaster for a much larger area. Therefore, everyone's going to be Masriya. One of those was Shidafain, which we had translated as wind blast, which means that the crops are getting ruined and all dried out. So now the Mishnah brings a story, Maisa, Shiyardu Zakinim Yushalim Lareyim, that this kingdom went from Yushalim to their cities, because of Tainas, and they decreed that to be tainis al shenir kemaloi pitan or shidafin ba'ashkeloin. That's because in Ashkeloin they saw shidafin in an amount of grain that could fill the mouth of an oven, meaning it was able to be made into dough, and that dough would cover the mouth of the oven. And even though it's really not so much, and it was only in Ashkeloin, they still said that everywhere there has to be a fast, again because of the previous mishnah. Here we have another example. Va'od gozer tainis makal sha'achu ze'evim shneiti yarkes be'evar yardein. They were gozer tainis because wolves ate two children in Evar Yardein, and that has to do with chayura of the previous mishnah. Nerbi Yisraimer, he says la'al sha'achu, they didn't eat the children el shaniru, it's just that they were seen. The Gemara clarifies the first part of the Mishnah, hadodat omar b'machones. This amount of kamoi pitan or shidafain is only when it's all together in one area, it's concentrated in one place, so then there has to be some sort of minimal amount. Aval mefuzer, but if shidafain is spread around, afilu paramikan, even if it's less than that, meaning it means less than moloi pitan or, still, since it's spread to different areas, that's a reason to be masriya. Now we talk about the wolf case. Omar of Mani tells us, niru rasan achrehen, that the wolves were seen running after the children. Just seeing wolves is not a reason to be masriya, but since they were seen running after the children, even though they didn't eat them, that's a reason to be masriya. And Omar Bias Rabun, he explains differently, that near Makam Shein Roilahem, they were seen in a place where they weren't fitting. They shouldn't have been in the city. And even though they didn't chase anyone, didn't hurt anyone, it's still a reason to be masriya. Moving on to Halacha Ches, we go into even a higher level, Val Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos. For the following things, we're going to be masriya even on Shabbos. Now, that does not mean that we blow the shofar, because we can't blow shofar on Shabbos. Also, you can't fast on Shabbos. This just means davening at Hashem. So, what are these things? Number one, Al Irshi Kivu Gayim, regarding a city that was surrounded by Gayim, and obviously they want to break in and destroy and hurt and maim and do whatever they usually do. Ay Nahar, or a river that overflowed its banks and is threatening to wash everything away. And Valasfina Matrefes Bayam, regarding a ship that's floundering at sea, it's going to break apart, and we know what happens when that happens. And so these things we can masriya on even on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yossi Amir, he says, La Ezra Avolei LeTzaka. We can only do this for Ezra, but not Tzaka. Tzaka is when everyone's gathered together in Davins, whereas Ezra is a private tefillah in people's homes. So Rabbi Yossi says that even on Shabbos, one's only let a daven in the privacy of their home, but not that we gather everyone together. Now, Shimon HaTimni Omer, he says, Afal Dever, even regarding Dever, we could cry out on Shabbos. However, Lahud L'Cham and L'Cham didn't agree to him, says the Gemara. Rav Amar Rav says, what's the tefillah that said when we're Masriya on Shabbos? Aneni Hashem Aneni. However, Masnisa Pligal Rav, clearly Mishnah's not like Rav, because Rabbi Yossi says, La Ezra V'loy L'Tza'aka, that one's only able to daven in the privacy of their own home, but not with everyone all together. Now, that means, V'atani Kanmaya Safar Meimar, that the Tanakama holds Afil L'Tza'aka, that we can even call out L'Tza'aka. Everyone's allowed to gather together, and Rav is saying, Aneni Hashem Aneni, that you're only allowed to daven privately. So clearly, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, whom we almost always paskin like, is definitely not like Rav. Here we have a story. Levi ben Sisi, Balgias Le'iroi. Levi ben Sisi, the guy Yasai's troops who wanted to invade, they came to his city. Natal Sefer Terva Al Reish Hagag. He took a Sefer Terva, went to the top of the roof. Amar, he said, Ribon Eilamim, Embetelus Chadim Mila Menadain Sefer Iraisa. If I was Mevatal, if I nullified, if I didn't keep even one word of this Sefer Terva, Yalon Loin, then let them come in. But Vin Loi, if not, Yezon Loin, then they should leave. Emnisavon, when they were looked for by the townspeople, everyone looked for where the troops are. Vleishtachon, they weren't able to be found because they had already walked away. Clearly, Levi ben Sisi kept all of the Torah. Now, Talmide Ovid Cain, Levi ben Sisi's Talmud did such a thing as well when troops surrounded his city, and Yavshas Yadeh, his hand dried up, Va'azonloin, but they ended up leaving. In other words, he also kept all the Torah, but he was punished by his hand becoming disabled because he shouldn't have been so forceful towards Hashem, and he wasn't on the level of his Rebbe, and that's why he got punished. Now, Talmide Ovid Cain, the Talmud of Levi ben Sisi's Talmud did this, and lo Yavshas Yadeh, his hand didn't dry up, V'loi Azonloin, and the troop didn't leave. Lema, what does this tell us? She'ein Shaita Nifka, V'loi Basar Hamis, Markish Bismail, a fool doesn't get harmed, and dead flesh doesn't feel a knife. In other words, this Talmud was so not on the level that first of all, he wasn't listened to. Second of all, even if he was punished, he wouldn't have understood what he was being punished for, so that's why he wasn't punished. And Al Chatas continues discussing this, Al Kol Tzar Shaloi Tavei Al HaTzibur, literally this means, for any Tzara that should not come on the Tzibur, that's a nice way of saying, for any Tzara that is coming on the Tzibur, in such a situation, Masriyin Olel, we could be Masriya for it, Chutz Merev Gishamim, except for in abundance, an excess of rain. That's because rain really is a bracha, and you can't ask for bracha to be stopped. Now, Maisa, we have a story, and here's a famous one. Sha'amul Chayna Magal, they asked Chayna Magal, his spal Shad Gishamim, please daven that rain falls. Armelani told them, go out and bring your Pesach ovens inside so they don't dissolve. They were made out of clay, so if they got too much rain on them, they would get ruined. These were the ovens meant for roasting the Karim Pesach, so he basically was telling them, it's going to rain, so you should bring them inside. Vespalani davened, Veloyar but rain didn't fall. What did he do? Ug uga, he drew a circle on the ground. He stood inside. He said, your sons place their faces to me. They're looking towards me and relying on me. Because I'm like a ben bias in front of you. It's like I live in your house. I swear by your great name that I'm not moving from here until you have mercy on your sons. Now what happened? His chagisham natfin. Rain started just drip dropping a little bit. Amar, he said, that's not what I asked for. I asked for rain that could fill the bar shichim aris, all the pits, ditches, and caves, all the water cisterns and holding tanks. We need a lot more rain than just little drip drop. What happened then? Yardu bezaf, it came down in fury. So Amar, he said, that's not what I asked for. We need rain of willfulness and blessing. And yardu keteknon, they started falling like regular. It was a standard good rainfall. However, it kept on raining and didn't stop. Until the Yidden had to go up from Yushalayim to Harabayas because of the rain, they wanted to be protected by the roof of Harabayas, as we'll see in the Gemara. Amrulai, they asked him, Kishim Shin Spalat Alim Shiardu, it's like you daven they should fall. Kachispal Shelchulhem, please daven that the rain goes away. Amrulhem, so he told them, Tsuru Emnuchas Evan Atayim. Go and see if the Evan Atayim, which we'll see in the Gemara what that is, go and check out if it's been washed away, and then we'll see what to do. Now the Gemara explains the beginning of the Mishnah where we had said that we're not allowed to daven for Rav Geshamim, that's because it's a bracha, and you can't ask the bracha to be stopped. Where do we get this from? So there's a pasuk that says, Varikaisi Lachem Bracha Ad Beli Dai, I'm going to pour out bracha onto you Ad Beli Dai. So Rabbi Yonah quotes Shin Barba, who says, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Davar Shi'i Efshar Lachal Loimra Olav Dai, He Bracha, something that you're not able to say enough about, then that's bracha. In other words, when a person's getting a bracha, you're not allowed to say, okay, enough bracha, too much. And that's a source that you're not allowed to daven for rain to stop. Yochason Bez on top, we just have a different explanation. Rabbi Yecha quotes Rabbi Chalbai, of course, of Ar Bar Yiloi, Beshem Rav, what does this mean, Ad Beli Dai? Means until a person's lips are worn out from saying enough bracha, in other words, Hashem's going to pour so much bracha on us, everyone's going to say, wow, this is so much bracha, and their lips are going to be worn out from saying thank you for all the bracha. We now discuss this story. Says the Gemara, Hadamar, this tells us, Erev Pesachim Haya, that is Erev Pesach, and Vitani can be brass like this in Megillah's Tainus, Be'esrim Bey, on the 20th of it, this is referring to the 20th of Adar, which is more or less Erev Pesach, someone called Amal Lemitra, everyone daven for rain, Vinachas Loin, and ended up falling because of the story of Chania Magal. Then the Mishnah said, "Mispal v'loyal Gishamim, he davened and rain didn't fall." So Rabbi Yisro Bun, he explains, why not? Shaloi Baba Nova, because it didn't come with humility. He came with kayach, with a little bit of a gaiva perhaps, saying that everyone should take their ovens inside. He was so confident that it was going to rain, and because of that, it didn't rain. Rabbi Yudin Girai, he tells us, "Hadain Chania Magal, this Chania Magal of our Mishnah, Barberei de Chania Magal Hava, he was the grandson of the original Chania Magal who lived all the way at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash." And here's a fascinating story. Some of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, right around the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Nafalgaturi Gabi Palai, Chania Magal went out to the mountains to go check on his workers, and Adu Taman, when he was there, Nachas Mitra, it started raining, so all Leila Marta, he went into a cave to protect himself from the rain, and Menyasav, when he was sitting there, numb, he got tired, Vidamachle, and he fell asleep, Va'avad Shekia Bashinte, and he got into a very deep sleep, Shuvin Shinin, for 70 years, Ad Harv Beis HaMikdash, until the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ve'izbeniz Mantanyonos, and then rebuilt a second time, and then Losov Shuvin Shinin, after 70 years, Isar Min Shinte, he woke up from his sleep, he came out of the cave, and he saw that the world was different. Zavid Havas Carmen Avid Zaysin, a corner that used to have vines, now had olive trees. Zavid Havas Zaysin Avid Zaroy, a corner that used to have olive trees, now had other things planted in it. So Shalom Dinti asked the people of the area what's going on. Amr Loin, he told them, Ma Kala Ba'alma, what's the voice in the world? Meaning, what events have happened recently? Again, he didn't realize he was sleeping for 70 years. For all he knew, he just took a short nap, and now everything's different. So Amr Loin, they told him, Vlasat Yad Ma Kala Ba'alma, what? You don't know what's going on in the world? As we say, you're living under a rock. He really was, because he was in a cave and he was sleeping, but they couldn't figure out how did he not know what world events were. So Amrulain, he told him, Lai, I have no idea. Amrulain, so they told him, Manat, who are you? Amrulain, he responded, Chania Magal. Amrulain, they told him, Shemanin, we heard the Hava Al Azara, that this fellow Chania Magal, he would go into the Azara, Vihimanara, and the Azara would light up. And so let's go see if you're really Chani. Al, he went into the Azara, Banharas, and it lit up, and the Karl Gamay, he said about himself the following pasuk, Beshuv Hashem as Shiva Siyoin, Hayinu Kachalmim. When Hashem returns, those of Tzion will be like dreamers. And he said this about himself in the literal sense, that when the Shivas Tzion came back after 70 years of Golos, he was the one who was like a dreamer, because he actually was dreaming the entire time he was sleeping in the cave. We go back to the Chayna Magal of our Mishnah, Eschalag Shem Menatvin, Amru, they explained, Loibo Elu El Hatur Nidja Shazeh, the only reason why the rain started falling in drip drops in the beginning is to be Matur his nether. Remember, he made a nether, I'm not leaving here until it rains. So Hashem said, okay, let's be Matur a nether, let's have it rain a little bit. But it wasn't enough. And that's when the continuation of the Mishnah was, Amr, he said, it came down bizaf, like in fury or anger. And Tani Shmuel, he teaches, can be pi hanoid, each drop was the size of the mouth of a barrel, so every drop was giant. Amar then he said, and so Yardu Katiknan, Achal Isom Yushlaim Harbais Mene Gishamim. Now Hadam, this tells us Harbais Makura Haya, that Harbais was roofed because they wanted to be protected from the rain. It was just too much rainfall. They must not have had good enough umbrellas, and so they went up to Harbais to be protected by the roofs of Harbais. And Vitani Kane, it was actually taught like this. Astav Lifnim Istav Haya, the Harbais has a row of benches within another row of benches, and these benches were covered, and so they were protected from the rain on Harbais. Now the mission continued. Amr Lai, they told him, Kshin Shinspal Talim Shiardu, Kachispal Lim Shielchulahem, and so Amlami told him, Tsuruim Nimchas Evan Atayim. So first we have to explain, Ma Iska Dada Evan Atayim. What exactly was this Evan Atayim? Tayim literally is like the word, Toyet, to stray or to get lost. So what does this stone have to do with anything? The answer is, El Kol Man Da Hava Moivin Mila, anyone who had lost something, Hava Nasiv Lam and Taman, he would go pick it up from there, and Kol Man Da Hava Mishkach Mila, anyone who found something, Hava Mevel Al Taman, he would bring it there, and that's why it's called Evan Atayim, because all the losers and finders, they would come there, there'd be announcements, I found something, or I found this, and then we'd be able to match up the owner with the finder. Now we explain why he asked them, go out and see if it's been washed away. So Amlan, he was telling them, Kashem She'efshar La'evan Hazos Limachis Min Olam, just like the stone is not able to be washed away from the world, it's a stone, you can't just wash it away with rain, Kach Yefshar L'spal G'shem She'elcholhem, so too you can't daven for rain that it should go away. In other words, I can't accede to your request, dear people, now that it's raining, I can't ask it to stop. El rather, he told them, Tzu V'haviu Li Parshal Hadayos, go bring me a power of Hadayos, meaning bring me a power for Shlamim, and I'll be able to say Vidui on it, and V'yotzu V'haviu Li Parshal Hadayos, they went and they brought him a power, V'som Shtei Yadav, and he leaned his two hands on it, V'armoni said, Ribayni, my master, Heveso Ral Banecha V'leichu Lamidba, you brought evil on your sons, and they weren't able to handle it, meaning it was a drought, there was no rain, and they didn't have anything to do. And Heveso Tevel Banecha, you brought good on your sons, V'leichu Lamidba, and they weren't able to handle it either, there's too much rain. Eli Yiratzmo Fanecha, Shetavi Ravacha, rather you should just bring them relief, whatever relief is. He didn't ask Hashem to stop the rain, he just asked for relief. And Miad right away, Nashba Ruach, the wind blew, Venispazra of him, and the clouds scattered, Vizarcha Chama, and the sun shone forth, Venisnagva Haaretz, and the land dried up, Yatsu, when they went out, Umatsu Midbar Malik Mayim, and they found that the wild area of the open fields was full of truffles, and so they realized that the rain was for the good. Now, something similar, Shalos Rabbi Lezer, they asked Rabbi Lezer, Me'imus Amispal and Malksham Shelchulhem, when are people allowed to daven that rain should stop, because they think there's too much of it? Armelani told them, Kadeshi He Adam Oyman Bekaran Eiffel, Mishakshik Esraglov, Benachal Kidroin, that's when a person stands on Karen Eiffel, which is a very high point in Yerushalayim, and he's able to kick his feet or play with his feet in Nachal Kidroin, which is a stream that runs at the base of this, and obviously that's an impossibility unless there's a mabul, because it's a very high peak, a very high rock, and Nachal Kidroin is down in the valley, so there's no way his feet would be able to reach the water unless there was a mabul. Aval Batucham Anu Bal Rachamim, we're confident in the Bal Rachamim, She'ena Mevi Mabul Olam, he's not going to bring a mabul to the world anymore, and therefore you can never daven for rain to stop, because we know for sure that it's not going to be a mabul. Now Matam, what's the source for this that there's not going to be a mabul? That's because the pasuk says, Ki mei noyach zois li asher nishbati me'avar mei noyach oid hal aretz. So we see clearly from this pasuk that Hashem was nishbat, he's not going to bring mei noyach anymore to the world, meaning there's not going to be another mabul. Now moving on to Halacha Yud, this mission is really a continuation of the story from the previous one. Shalach l'Shimon Shetach, Shimon Shetach sent a message to Chayni Amagov, Armeloi, and he told him, Tzarech atal anadois, you should really be excommunicated, you should be put in cheirem. Avamas elcha, what can I do for you? Va'atem mischatel fnei amakem, kiben shu mischatel la'aviv, va'isalei ritzoinoi. You're mischati in front of Hashem, which either means you delight Hashem, or could mean the other way around, that you sin in front of Hashem, but that's like a child who does that to his father, and nonetheless, the father listens to him and gives him whatever he wants. Alecha kosev oimer, about you, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoledetecha. Elik Mar further explains this, Shalach l'Shem v'shetach, Hamalei Tzarech atol anadois. Why is it that he should be put into cheirem? She'ilu nigzor gzer, k'shim shenigzor me'elyo. If there was a gzera, like at the times of Elyo Navi, that there's not allowed to be rain, loinim seisa mevias aral m'dechil Hashem, wouldn't turn out that you would have brought a big chil Hashem to the people, because you stood inside your circle and made a nether that you're not going to leave until it rains, and if there's a gzera, like at the times of Elyo, then it would not have rained, and then that would have been a great chil Hashem. And how do we know that this is grounds for nidoy? Shekal mevias aral m'dechil Hashem, tzarech nidoy. Anyone who brings aral m'dechil Hashem should be excommunicated. What would be a source for this? So we're going to read the parentheses. Taman Tanu, over there we learned, this is Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where 40 pairs of Edom were on their way to Yerushalayim on Shabbos to give Edus about Kedesh HaChodesh, and Rabbi Kiva had stopped them in Lod, and Shalach Lehem Gamliel, Gamliel sent him a message, Im Akvatas Rabim, if you're going to withhold the Rabim from giving Edus, you have to have someone else on top. Nimtes Machshil Lasad Lava. It turns out in the future, you're going to be Machshil them, because next month, let's say, the person want to give Edus because he saw the new moon, but then he's going to say, you know, forget about it. Last time I was stopped, I'm not going to bother this time. Now, another version of this is, Loi Nimtes Ma'akiv Rab Milasus Mitzvah. Doesn't turn out you're withholding the Rabim from doing a mitzvah, and V'chol Ma'akiv Rab Milasus Mitzvah, Tzarch Nidui. Anyone who withholds the Rabim from doing a mitzvah needs to put a Nidui, and it's the same thing over here. Anyone who causes a Chil Hashem Barabim is Chayv Nidui. So that's where Shim Shadach sent to Chani Amagal. So for Amr Loi, Chani Amagal responded to him, V'enikosh Baruch Hu Mvatal Gzeirasa Yom Nei Gzeirasa Shal Tzadik. What, Hashem is not Mvatal his Gzeira because of the Gzeira of a Tzadik? In other words, he's saying, I'm a Tzadik, I can be Gzeira that should be rain, and even if Hashem said that there shouldn't be rain, he's going to vatal his gzera because of my gzera. So Amar Lo, Hashem Shetach responded to him, Hein, you're right. Hakadosh Baruch Hu vatal gzera so b'nei gzera shel tzadik. Hashem will be vatal his own gzera because of gzera of tzadik. But v'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu vatal gzera shel tzadik b'nei gzera shel tzadik chaveroi, Hashem's not going to be vatal the gzera of one tzadik because of the gzera of a different tzadik, and it's very possible that a different tzadik, like in the days of Eliyahu HaNavi, was gzera that there shouldn't be rain. So Hashem wouldn't have been able to answer your tefillahs, and then that would have brought about chilul Hashem, and that's why you're really deserving nidui. We're going to stop it for the day. I pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.